It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Tis the season. We've been posting pictures of holiday decorations, the courthouse, downtown Roseburg, and more. A lot of people getting homes decorated right now. And while everybody really likes that for the most part, there could be issues. And Rebecca Marshall is joining us right now, Regional Communications Director for the American Red Cross. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning to you, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we've talked to Rebecca a number of times over the years, back in her days in radio at KXL in Portland and now for several years at the Red Cross. And wanted to talk about, because the Red Cross gets involved with helping people after home fires, and nobody ever wants a home fire. You especially don't want a home fire around the holiday season, yet hundreds of people sometimes this time of year end up with home fires, some more serious than others. But Rebecca, what do people need to know about their decorations and how to stay safe?
Yeah, Carl, you know, we know the holidays are a wonderful time to decorate the house. You just mentioned some of that. Get everybody together, celebrate. Yeah, but it also brings a greater risk of home fires. We've seen that here. In fact, in a typical November and December, nearly 400 people just in Oregon and Southwest Washington will rely on the Red Cross after a home fire. That's a 20% increase in our response rate. And then also December is a peak time for home fires caused by candles and decorations. So for these two reasons, we thought it was important to put out some safety tips and prevent fires in the first place. Because as you mentioned, nobody wants this, and also nobody ever thinks it can happen to them. We want to get ahead of that and make sure we can give someone some safety tips.
Yeah, and of course, decorations, candles, things like that have evolved over the year. There are some of them now that are very safe because they're sort of the newer LED models and things like that. But for people using the traditional, the candles and other things, what do they need to remember?
Well, let's start just with decorations, your lights that you put up. You're right. The manufacturers, I went just shopping myself, and I saw a lot of the boxes say for indoor or outdoor use, which is great. But if your lights are specifically for indoor use, we recommend that you use them just for indoor use. More lights, the better, right? But they ask that you don't string more than two or three strings of lights together. Any more than three, you're probably overloading that. So check the manufacturer's label on your box of lights to make sure that that is happening. If we're talking about extension cords, the same thing. You want to not put more than two extension cords together, again, reducing that risk. We can talk about trees, too. You know, there's nothing like a beautiful, fresh-smelling tree in your house. Make sure it is fresh, though, when you bring it on home. Bend the needles. Touch them. Make sure they're not falling off and the tree doesn't look already kind of worn out. Water the tree every day, Kyle. I don't know if you have a real tree, but they suck up the water so fast every single day. And so you want to make sure that's happening as well. And this is something I had to just do. I just put up a tree, making sure that it's far enough away from the fireplace and other heat sources, because you don't want those drying out your tree as well. And then artificial trees, just look for that fire-resistant label. Like you said, the manufacturers are getting better, but you still want to keep it away from heat sources like fireplaces and vents.
And one of the things we had to do a few years ago, we don't have anything up right now, but think about whether to use a real or an artificial tree. Some of that relates to the reaction your cat or dog or other animal may have to it.
That's right. And, you know, we talk about pets, and we love our pets, but they don't understand the etiquette around a tree or a candle. They tend to potentially knock it over and things like that. So we always want you to make sure that you're making those kinds of considerations when you're decorating. That's a perfect transition, by the way, to candles, because, you know, we love our candles. They smell delicious. They look so pretty. But keep those at least a foot away from burning material as well. If you leave the room, blow the candles out. You think you'll be out of the room for just a couple minutes in the shower, or I'm just going to run to the store. I'll be right back. If you do any of those kinds of things, just blow the candle out and relight it when you get home. And then keep them in sturdy containers. Again, kids and pets, right? They get going and they may knock it over. And then here's the thing I had to learn myself, because I like candles in the glass jar, and that's safer. But even so, when you burn it all the way down to the bottom of the glass can get hot. If it gets really hot, it can crack and spread the flame that way. In fact, I was just talking to a friend of mine who said that happened while he had his fire, a candle burning in a jar while he was in the shower, and came back to see flames because the jar actually burst and exploded. So these are just things that you may not be thinking about, but if you can just kind of just be mentally aware of that, we hope it'll make you safer.
And I understand there's issues as well if somebody in the home uses oxygen.
Yes, exactly. We know flames and oxygen don't mix, and so please make sure of that. In fact, if you're on oxygen, I would even recommend getting battery-operated candles, anything just to make sure that you're safe. We do not want this to be a heartbreaking time of year. It's supposed to be a joyous time of year, so a good tip there as well.
Smoke alarms have really evolved over the years. One of mine was beeping the other day. What did I do? Well, I didn't want the beep, so I took it out. And I haven't put
Kyle.
The, I know, I didn't put
Kyle.
A new, it's in the kitchen now instead of in the master bedroom. It's doing no good.
No, don't do that, please. We ask that when people are putting up decorations, it's just a perfect time because you're probably in parts of the house you're not always in, maybe up in the ceiling area. Just push that smoke alarm. Just test it. Make sure that it's working. That is your first line of defense in a fire. They cut the risk of fire or death in half by a house fire by getting you out of the house safely. So yes, if it's chirping and it's beeping, that is annoying, but it just find yourself a fresh one. Many of these batteries are 10-year batteries now, but you still have to test them because you never know when they might glitch on you or go bad. And you know, we literally, I would say that we do install free smoke alarms as part of our home fire campaign program. And so if you go to redcross.org/cascades, you can literally sign up for a free smoke alarm. If it's a cost issue, we'll come in and put that into your house. But in the meantime, just make sure that they're working and give them a test while you're decorating.
We have a house from the 50s, and when we moved in about 30 years ago, realized there were hardly any smoke alarms because that just was not done as much back then. So we ended up adding a lot more because what fire people recommend is a more aggressive amount that maybe older homes don't always have.
That's right. I mean, we've gone into homes, literally beautiful, old craftsman-style homes, all this old-growth wood in there, just beautiful, not a single smoke alarm. It blows my mind. But, you know, we're learning. So at minimum, we ask that people put a smoke alarm on every level of their house. That's just minimum. Definitely put them in the bedrooms because that's when you'll be sleeping. You may not notice the smoke or the fire until it's too late, right? So in the bedrooms, in the hallway, if you have a long hallway, and then for sure on every level of the house, just to ensure that you have that extra line of safety. You have about 2 minutes to get out of a house on average safely when fire breaks out. And we want to make sure you and your family can get out, have a meeting place outside so you make sure you're not running back in to look for a family member who may have already made it out. Those little steps literally have saved lives. And I can tell you, Kyle, we actually track this. Of the homes that we've put smoke alarms in and sadly later have had a fire, we can say those folks have gotten out of the house safely to the tune of over 2,500 people around the country getting out of their house safely because of smoke alarms.
All right, good advice. Rebecca Marshall, Regional Communications Director for the Red Cross Cascades Region. Rebecca, thanks for being on this morning.
All right, and just really quick, the tips, you can find them all at redcross.org/cascades. I know you're probably driving out there. redcross.org/cascades. You can find all the information.
All right, 8:40 at the Morning Report.